Praise the Lord. What has moved us away from moving to the other side? Even in this meeting, there are some who have come here, and you are saying, well, I'm just watching here. I'm just seeing what this is. Let me just see what they are doing. You see, these people, let me just see what they are doing. Do not be an observer. Be a partaker. Praise the Lord. Do not fear. He says, believe only. The only thing you have to do in this matter is to believe God. God is not asking you to raise 20 kilo weight. No. God is not asking you to carry sword and to carry armor and to begin to go and fight. No. God is not asking you to go outside and begin to run from here ninth mile or whatever. He's not asking you he's asking you to believe him. And guys, the thing that has killed us most times is that, as simple as it is, trusting God. But we shall not fail God again. Help thou my unbelief, in Jesus' name. You see, this man, he had as much as recognized that I need the Lord to come in. I need his kingdom to come into my situation. But then, when the trials came, when the testings came, when the enemy tried to test, they came and said, look, forget it. Your daughter has gone. There is no hope again. And the man sat there. And the Lord came to reinforce his mind. And he says, fear not. Believe only. And she shall be made whole. Who is here this afternoon? And there is fear in your heart. The Lord is speaking to you and saying, fear not, my son. Fear not, my daughter. You have allowed fear to become a master over you. The Lord is sending his word to you today that the kingdom of God has come. The only thing that you can do to shut it out is by you doubting God. We shall not doubt you, O God. We shall not doubt you, O God, in Jesus' name. And when he came into the house, he suffered no man to go in save Peter and James and John and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her. But he said, what did he say? Weep not, she is not dead, but what? Sleeping. There is no situation represented in this hall today that is a dead situation. And if it be dead, it shall hear the voice of the Lord and it shall live. Hallelujah! Whatever situation represents death, God is putting down judgment upon it because his kingdom has come. And when his kingdom comes, that which is dead shall be made alive. When his kingdom comes, that which is down shall be lifted. When his kingdom comes, that which is poor shall be rich. Oh, blessed be God. When his kingdom comes, that which is sick shall be made whole. Let thy kingdom come, O Lord. Let thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. It is God's will. There are so many things that have been established concerning his will. That will prosper and be in good health. As what? As our soul prospereth. Praise God. It shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. Controversy. I told you about controversy. The Lord said, don't worry. She's not dead. She sleeps. They said, what are you saying? You will be the center of controversy. But the Lord shall resolve your controversy in Jesus' name. Many shall say, no, the book says so. The doctor says so. Science says this. Tradition says this. That people of your district, they cannot do this. People of you who have not even entered, they cannot come to this particular point. But God says yes. No man can say no. Hallelujah. They laughed at him. I'm sure if I ask how many people have been laughed at here, all of us will stand up. Because people will laugh at you. People will jeer at you. People will say, look at that one. That's what they always say. That's what they say. All those born against. They are beside themselves. You are not beside yourself. The Lord is with you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he put them all out. And he took her by the hand and called her, saying, maid, arise. Hallelujah. The Lord is saying to you this morning, arise and do what? Shine. For thy light is what? Come. and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise! If you are down, stand up! You cannot move with the Lord to the other side and you are the same again. I will never be the same again. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. And I tell people this with a lot of confidence, not in myself, but in the Lord. The good thing about this walk is that we are not self-seeking people. I'm not saying it to impress anybody. I'm telling you a fact. The things that we tell you are things we have gone through ourselves. I'm not telling you something that I read in a storybook. Or I'm not telling you something so that, people may say things because they have agendas. But we have tested the things we are telling you about. God is real. Tell your brother, say, God is real. Say, this kingdom is a serious matter. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. It is real. It is not old women's fables. It's not story tales. It's not bedtime stories. No, it's not. It's not tales by moonlight. No. It's not things that people tell you to stir you up. No. It's the reality of the truth. The Lord is about to unfold something to the church that we have never seen before. We have never seen the dimension of what God is about to bring forth in these days. I'm telling you, we shall lack no good thing. Are you hearing me? If it is healing, the Lord shall bring it in abundance in this house. If it is deliverance, we shall not lack it. If it is the power to make alive, we shall not lack it. If it is financial sustenance, we shall not lack it. Oh, blessed be God. Emotional satisfaction, the Lord shall bring it. We shall lack nothing in this house of the Lord. We will not be beggars in the house of God. Because God will make his spirit to abound in the midst of us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 55. And her spirit came again, and she arose straight away, and he commanded to give her meat. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. And we'll read from verse 17. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. But thou shalt be called, thou shalt call thy walls, what? Salvation. And thy gates, what? Praise. Verse 19. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee. Let's read the rest together. But the Lord shall be unto thee, what? An everlasting light, and thy God, thy glory. Verse 20. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. Let's read the rest. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Glory be to God. 21, let's read that together. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 32. Isaiah 32. Verse 1 to 6. Behold, a king shall reign where? In righteousness. And princes shall rule where? in judgment, and a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. And the eyes of them that see shall not be dim, and the eyes of them that hear shall hearken. The heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammerers shall be ready to speak how? Plainly. The vile person shall no more be called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity, to practice hypocrisy and utter error against the Lord, to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Guys, God is about to reign upon the earth. And the Bible says that the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall do what? Shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. You know the funny thing? It is through you and I that God will come forth and show himself forth unto the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Matthew 25. Matthew 25, and we go to verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Praise God. Revelation 11. Revelation 11, and we'll go to verse 15. And I want us to rise up on our feet as we make this, we'll read this together. And we'll begin to pray. Are we there? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Revelation 11. And we'll go to verse 15. Let's go. 1, 2. And the seventh angel sounded. And there were great voices in heaven saying what? The kingdom of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And it shall reign forever and ever. Let's begin to bless the Lord. Let's begin to bless him for this kingdom. Hallelujah. Let's begin to bless him for this kingdom. Let's begin to declare his kingdom upon the earth. Let's begin to declare the kingdom of God has come. Oh, hallelujah. Thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory. The Bible says the kingdoms of this earth have become the kingdoms of our God. Let us believe God. Let us speak. Let us come against unbelief. Let's come against doubt. Let's come against the things that make us not stand in the place where God has put us. We're going to take that song, Out of the Ashes of My Dying Today. I see the breaking of a brand new dawn, in which the name of the Lord shall be glorified. These ashes, his kingdom is coming upon this earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Where the enemy has thought that he has possessed, where Satan thought he has taken over you, where he thought that this place belongs to him, the kingdoms of this earth have become the kingdoms of our God. Your whole constitution, your body, your health, your finances, your emotion, everything is under the kingdom of God. Satan has no power over you. He has no authority. He has no place in this matter. And when God comes into his kingdom, Everything which is out of order shall be put in order. Oh, blessed be God. We are trusting God this weekend that we shall not be the same again. The things that we have thrown behind, we leave them behind. Because out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new dawn. Your tears shall turn to laughter. Your mourning shall turn to joy. Your fear shall come to boldness. Your sickness shall come to health. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your failure shall come to success. Oh, my God. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. In Zechariah 14, he says, in the evening there shall be light. The Lord has come in his way, in his power, in his sight. The Lord has come in a special way. I will not be the same again. You shall rule over your enemies. Upon this land, we shall rule over our enemies. They shall not have power over us anymore. We shall not be hiding in closets. We shall not be hiding under the rocks. But we shall decree that, Lord, scatter. Arise and let your enemies be scattered. And indeed, there shall be a scattering. We shall stand upon the power that is given unto us, because the kingdom of God has come. Hallelujah. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Brethren, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about the words that we speak. The words that we speak, they are prophecies. When you speak the words of God, you are speaking them into existence. Amen? We are prophesying the breaking of a brand new dawn, in which the name of the Lord shall be glorified. That situation that has brought humiliation to you, God shall be glorified in it. That situation that has made you to be ashamed, God shall bring pride in it. God shall bring the glory of God upon it. Hallelujah! Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking, I see the breaking of a brand new day, brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. See the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. Oh, hallelujah! The musicians just go on with that song. Begin to prophesy a new dawn to you. Begin to prophesy a new beginning. Make a note of this weekend. Tell God that whatever you do unto me this weekend, I will record it. I will make this a memorial. And begin to tell the Lord that which you are trusting him for. When the Lord comes in, when the kingdom of God comes, We are not the same again. Begin to tell God, begin to speak to him. Be like that woman with the issue of blood. Begin to hold the Lord. Begin to hold his garments. Begin to bring your petition before him. Begin to tell him, because the kingdom of God is within you. Let's begin to tell the Lord. Begin to declare that new dawn. Begin to prophesy to yourself. Oh, begin to prophesy to yourself. That which you did not see 7 years ago, begin to declare it now. That which you see yourself, God bringing you to, begin to prophesy upon yourself. Begin to prophesy upon yourself. Begin to tell the things that God has spoken concerning you. Begin to cancel the things that the enemy has written concerning you. Out of the ashes of my dying today, I see the breaking of a brand new day. In wisdom, begin to speak to that situation. That situation that, as it were, has been lingering for 12 years. Lingering for a specific length of time. Begin to tell the Lord that you have come. I see a brand new dawn. I see your visitation. Remember, the Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God. In which the name of the Lord alone is glorified, I see the breaking of a brand new day. Brethren, let's make a commitment to God this weekend that we are going to walk with kingdom mentality. We are going to walk like people that know they have a king that reigns in their members. They are going to walk as people who know their inheritance. Begin to prophesy to yourself that I will not be intimidated out of my inheritance. This land, Nigeria, belongs to the children of God. Let's begin to declare the words of the kingdom. When the king rules and reigns in you, you have the authority of the king. The Bible says, in the mouth of the king there is power. Let us speak power this weekend. Declare power concerning the things around you. Declare the power of God to wipe away the things that cause death, that speak of life, of death, the things that speak of fear, the things that speak of intimidation, the things that take away the liberty of the sons of God. Let us declare that this land be set free. Oh, hallelujah. The Bible says we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Let the sons of God arise and let our strength be renewed. Let us move on together. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Hear us, O spirits of darkness. Declare to them the counsel of the Lord. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn away from their evil ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. We are people of God. We are called by his name. We are children of the kingdom. The king reigns in us. The king reigns in us. We shall decree. The grace of God is in this place. Begin to decree. Every controversy, let it be put to rest. We have the authority of the king. We have the authority of the king. We shall exercise the authority of the king. For out of the mouth of the king, there is power. Oh, we declare power, oh God. Hallelujah. We declare power this day. We declare the might of God. We declare from the north to the south, from the east to the west. We decree safety of the Lord. Oh, we say we shall hide. The Lord shall guide his own, not only his own, but shall rule over this land. Oh, we shall not be like grasshoppers upon the land. We shall not be moving around like men that fear. But the Lord shall enthrone his power upon the land. Oh, blessed be God. Hallelujah. My God, we decree this day, let your power come down. Let your rulership be established. Oh, let your rulership be established. Let thy kingdom come. Oh, let it come. Let it reign. Let it reign in the midst of the people of God. Oh, hallelujah. Brethren, let's begin to go into our own peculiar situations. I tell you, God gave me a clear word concerning this meeting. God gave me a clear word concerning this meeting that many things shall be resolved. God, he rested it in my mind that so many things shall be resolved. Every controversy shall be resolved. As many as believe God, is there a controversy concerning you? Is somebody saying something? Are people laughing at you? Are people misunderstanding you? Are people misapplying your situation? Are people reading, misreading you? Are people calling you what you are not? Are people reading, making a report that is not yours? Tell God, God arise, and let every controversy be settled. Oh, let every controversy be settled in this matter. Oh, hallelujah. We shall exploit the anointing of God in this place. The kingdom of God has come. Hallelujah. We shall rule and reign. We shall decree that let that controversy be settled. They told that they were laughing at the man. They said, Jairus, your daughter is dead. They say she is dead. Why are you wasting your time? The enemy has said they have finished you. They are laughing at you. Tell them today, turn away that laughter. Oh, turn away. Turn away that situation. Oh, turn away. Turn it away. Turn it away. You have the power in your mouth. Turn it away. Turn away that situation. Decree the victory of the Lord upon your situation. Decree the victory of the Lord upon your situation. You will not be a beggar upon the earth. You will not be a leper upon the earth. You will not be the weeping child. For he gave them beauty for ashes. He gave them the oil of joy for mourning. He gave them the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Receive it and declare it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Speak concerning every situation. There is no matter that is not within the power of the head of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Bible says the government shall be upon his shoulders. Oh, decree to him now. Tell him hallelujah. Bring your strong reasons before him. Petition to him today. Hallelujah. Let thy kingdom come. Oh, blessed be God. Let the controversy cease. Let all the bickering end. Let all the mocking and laughter, let it stop. Let all the midgets that have been trying to make themselves to appear as men of authority, let them know that the king ruleth in this temple. Oh, blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be God. Hallelujah. He has given me victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him. He has given you victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him. My God has given us victory. We will lift him higher. Jehovah, we will lift him. Oh, he has given me victory. I will lift him high. Jehovah, we will lift you. Oh, you have given us victory. We will lift you higher. Jehovah, we will lift you. My God has given me victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him. Oh, he has given me victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him. Oh, he has given you victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, we will lift him higher. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him. Oh, let there be rejoicing in the house. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him higher. He has given you victory. Oh, victory. Receive your victory. I will lift him. My God has given me victory. I will lift him. Oh yes, Jehovah. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him. Oh, he has given me victory. Receive your victory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Jehovah says, just believe. I will lift him. Oh, you have given me victory. I will lift you higher. Jehovah, I will lift him higher. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him higher. We will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him higher. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, we are children of the kingdom. Hallelujah. We are not ordinary people. Declare victory in your situation. Jehovah, I will lift him. Oh, he has given you victory. I will lift him higher. Jehovah, I will lift him higher. We now. Pata, you go win forever. Winner,
Jesus, you go win. Pata, you go win forever.
Hallelujah. We'll yet take one song to praise the Lord. May the spirit of the winner come upon us. May the spirit of the kingdom come upon us. May the spirit of the overcomer rest and abide with us. May the spirit of the victor May the spirit of the triumphant may come upon you and rest upon you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks. Let the anointing of the winner, let that stubborn spirit of insisting on that which is our right, Lord God Almighty, let the spirit of the boldness, the spirit of the sound mind, let the spirit that takes the battle to the gate, Lord God Almighty, that spirit that enables us to possess the gates for our enemy. Oh, my Father, let the spirit of the winner, let the revelation of the winner, let it break forth upon our hearts. In the name of the Lord Jesus. No more shall we accept defeat. No more shall we accept sickness. No more shall we accept infirmity. No more shall we accept the situations round about us. But Lord, this evening we receive an anointing that insists that we are sons of the kingdom and we will possess the gates of our enemy. We will take the battle to the gates. Lord, we give you praise. Hallelujah! That anointing that was upon Samuel when the enemy thought to shut him in, he went, carried the gates and took it to the mountains. Whatever shut him, restrain in this evening. Take up the gates and take it to the mountain. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, when Jesus was in the grave, the enemy shut the grave with mighty stones. Oh, Masutre Kalabah. The word of the Lord came and the stones were rolled away. And the angel sat on the stone. Whatever stone, whatever boulder has been placed upon your doors of victory and opportunity, by the word of the Lord, we command it to be rolled away. We command it to be rolled away. We command it to be rolled away. In the name of Jesus, you will sit upon those stones. That which was dead, that which was difficult, that which was infirmity, you indeed sit upon it and testify that the Lord indeed is risen. Lord, we give you praise. These are the days of Elijah. Brethren, do you see this brand new day? Do you see this brand new day? Do you see your victory? Do you see your children? Do you see your promotion? Do you see your financial breakthrough? Do you see your healing? Do you see your recovery and restoration? Do you see a new day wherein there is no night? Sister, brother, read, there is no night. The season of tears and weeping is passed away because the Lord is your light. Your son will not go down. These are the days of Elijah. Shall we rise up and take unto the Lord? Try my life. Oh, glory be to God. We will see this brand new day when we arise from our ashes, from our infirmities and our weaknesses and failures. We see your victory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's clap.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of the servant, of his righteousness being restored. And these are the days of the harvest, the days of our renewal. Oh, these are the days of the servant, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes riding on the clouds, shining like the star, and the trumpet's roar. Lift your voice, it's a day of jubilee.
Today,
out of Zion's hills, salvation comes.
Let's take the verse again.
These are the days of Elijah.
the days of the servant Moses, righteousness be restored. Oh, these are the days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sorrow. Still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the stars. As the year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. Out of trumpet call, lift your voice. The year of Jubilee, out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Let's sacrifice the best. Hallelujah.
These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh.
Amen.
These are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are white in the world. And we are your laborers in your behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. And a trumpet call, it's your voice. It's a year of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the stars. And a trumpet. It's a day of Jubilee. Out of Zion's hill, salvation comes.
Hallelujah! Clap your hands to the Lord. That's it.
There's no one like Jehovah. 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 Shining like the sun, out of trumpet call, no one like Jehovah. There's 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 no one like Jehovah.
The days of Elijah. Brethren, not tomorrow. Today is the day of Elijah. The dry bones are made alive. Not tomorrow, but today. This is your year of Jubilee. This is your day of Jubilee. Not tomorrow. Every man shall return to his inheritance. That which was lost shall be recovered. Everything that has been lost shall be recovered. Say, thus saith the Lord, every man shall return to his inheritance. A portion for every man. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we tremble before you. We reverence you, O God, for such great love that you have shown unto us. Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.